I think his will be one of great eloquence, one who spoke about social and economic justice. He became that moral compass, and because of his eloquence and because of his the attention that he drew, brought a lot of attention to the state of New York. I began my assembly career as he entered as governor of the state of New York in that first year of his first term. And, he just drew an awful lot of attention to New York State and offered, I think, a rarity of vision and laser-sharp focus and, just strength that he believed surrounded the opportunity for public policy and public discourse.
You know, New York has had some legendary governors. How do you think he stacks up in the historical record? Obviously, never did make that next run for the White House, but in terms of how he's viewed in Albany, he's got to be right up there.
Oh, absolutely. I think just the fact that he, because of his eloquence and because of his search for social and economic justice, he became a much talked about presidential contender. And I think that will be a legacy in and of itself, that, he lifted New York in his efforts to bring about fairness and equality for people. And I think that history will treat him very kind. And I think that he will be remembered as one of the stellar governors of New York. And, as we all know, there's been a tremendous bit of service from governors in this state to our history. And that in and of itself will be a flattering statement to his memory.
Did you have many personal interactions with the governor?
We did. We had worked on a heritage quarter concept that came into being after it passed in the legislature. It was his signature that made it law. And enjoyed working with him on those issues and education issues and just a lot of effort on the Mohawk Valley. I had a Mohawk Valley task force that I chaired and also was in his upstate cabinet as he formed his leadership efforts and outreach in his first term. So that inspired a lot of communication with the governor and his team.
Can you take us back to the election when he lost to Governor Pataki and what the feeling was like as he was looking for a fourth term?
Right. It's always a difficult thing to capture a fourth term, especially in today's political arena. And, he pushed very hard for a social and economic fairness agenda. And I think most people, because of his national notoriety, expected that he would just be returned to office because people anticipated that he would bring great strength to New York if he became president. And so I think that loss was a very startling one. It was a squeaker of an election, and I think it really numbed the political arena here in New York and, created quite the stir.
What do you make of the timeline here? I mean, it's just somewhat poetic, for lack of a better term. You know, his son, Andrew Cuomo, takes the oath of office, gives the inaugural address, and then the same day, one of New York's greatest governors dies.
Yeah, it's a tragic situation, a bittersweet moment for the family as Governor Andrew Cuomo takes the oath of office for a second term, and to know that came just past 30 years after his dad had been inaugurated for his first term, and the news of his death today It creates a very tragic and solemn moment, but it also speaks to the census and that his life was lived with such a sense of poetic justice and a sense of mission, a nobleness with a small end that's brought to the political landscape that enables us to understand that there is a great strength in policy interaction that can make a difference in the quality of life of people.